This recording is not to be used when driving a car or using machinery. Get comfortable, close those eyes, and relax as you listen to my voice. Relax all the muscles in the head and neck. So allow those muscles to just give in to this relaxation. Relax the muscles in the arms. Allow them to be limp and heavy. Relax all the muscles in the body. Just allow all the muscles in the body just to go limp and give in. All the muscles and tendons. And all the muscles and tendons of the legs. Just allow them to go limp and just relax. And you can recognize that your conscious mind can focus on the things I am saying. While your subconscious mind allows yourself to be influenced in ways that are right for you. So your conscious mind can assess and evaluate, while your subconscious mind can respond and experience and make beneficial changes. Your conscious mind can process the things I am saying, while your subconscious mind can actualize the things I am saying. And so there are two parts of you that can complement each other. A part of you analyzing, assessing, and thinking. And a part of you reacting, experiencing, performing, and implementing. And you may soon discover that this very same complementary way of living not only takes place in this relaxation, but is also something that can serve you quite nicely in anything you do, including your sport. So you listen to my voice knowing there's nothing you need to do here. Now you can rest and allow me to do all the work. And you'll be amazed at how your subconscious mind can learn to develop this alternate system where less is more and more is less. The harder you try, the less you get. And the less you try, the more you get. So, if you breathe in, and you breathe out, you can recognize it's a natural act. And one that you don't even need to think about. Your body has a wisdom all of its own. So with every breath you take, in and out, you might find you go 1/100th deeper into this relaxation. And it's hard to notice 1/100th. It's impossible to notice 1% change. While it might be with every word I say, you might go 1/10th deeper into this relaxation. You don't need to try. Because the harder you try, the harder it gets. And so you're going to need to adopt a wait-and-see attitude. And notice it over time. As it accumulates. And it will, a gradual progression. And the amount of relaxation and comfort you feel will be a gradual progression too. Your conscious mind might feel the need to make this happen. But here and now, just as there and then, your subconscious mind takes over and your conscious mind relinquishes, just like it did a very long time ago. Learning to ride a push bike. Remember that first time trying to ride a bike? The feel of the handlebars in your hands, your feet, on the street and the pedals. Moving your legs up and down, the sound of the bike chain, hoping you could remember how to brake. That feeling of being off balance. It seems so impossible. And as you relax more and more, you recognize that every time you try to balance, it doesn't work. You fall off. Some people go through it 4 times. 6 times, 8 times, 9 times, 10 times. But sooner or later, now sooner, you recognize that if you give up, you get. If you relinquish interest in your body, it will happen. Because it doesn't make sense that you can balance on two wheels. It doesn't make any more sense than thinking you can control every muscle in your body when you walk or run through conscious thought or perform well in your sport. But thankfully your body knows an awful lot more than you know you know. And your conscious mind can be disabled when you practice, train and compete. As it once was when you learned to ride a bicycle. But it's not a once-off and done kind of thing. Sometimes your mind needs to relearn. On your bike, on rough or loose ground. And you get nervous. And you try to steer and lose balance and fall. But it didn't stop you. You may have even learned to go really fast and perhaps do tricks. There's an opportunity to learn and relearn, and I wonder what you're learning now. And eventually, you learn to trust your body. So not even rough or loose ground would rattle you. Now remember your best performance in your sport. Remember it now. It may have been in competition or even in training. That feeling of everything just going right. You didn't need to try. Don't try. It just happened. Let it happen. Things just fall into place. Remember what it felt like. Knowing. Just knowing that things were flowing just right. That feeling of expecting good things to happen. Without a thought about it. Without a thought about the future. Making the best of each moment. Remember that feeling of ease, of allowing, and expecting a positive outcome. Nothing to prove. Just to let go and allow your body's natural intelligence to take over and go with the flow. And so you go with the flow. And grow as you go with the flow. Letting go as you smoothly let it all flow through you. And you know that your conscious mind doesn't even need to be there. You can be a silent witness to what your body knows what to do. You don't even need to think. Just like right now in this relaxation. You notice your conscious mind is becoming quiet. All the mind chatter is diminishing and stopping. And you're learning them to be in the moment. And this is part of the flow experience that all professional athletes enjoy having. The feeling known as being in the zone. And you're going to know exactly how to create it for yourself. By remembering the sound of my voice, by remembering the feelings you have right now. By remembering this relaxation you have inside. And every time you compete or practice, you can have as much of this sensation of inner peace and quiet as you would like. This feeling of precision and harmony as you allow yourself to let go. You might just wipe your hand across your forehead. And it will be like resetting the mind. It will trigger this feeling of relaxed concentration, of focused attention, of being in the moment. Every time you wipe your forehead with your hand, this intense focus yet relaxed concentration can come over you. As you reset the mind and allow the body's natural intelligence to take over. It may be as simple as wiping the sweat from your brow quiet confidence will fill you. A quiet expectation of good things to come. And a trust in your body to deliver. That magnificent body and mind working with such precision and harmony. Just the way nature intended. And every time you touch your forehead, you will be resetting your mind to a baseline. The baseline of excellence. The baseline of allowing things to unfold as they will. Feeling of trust in your subconscious mind and body. An allowance of trust. An allowance of direct control. In the same way you move your arms and legs when walking and running. Without a conscious thought. This will be the trigger to have these feelings come back to you, the hand touching the forehead, allowing you to let go, and to go with the flow. And it's a matter of some debate whether trust follows confidence, or confidence follows trust. Whether you perform well because you have confidence and trust, or perform well because you have trust and confidence. But you can avoid that. Or recognize it, that you have a long history of confidence and trust in the many things that you've done. And you notice how easy it is to be relaxed when the chatter of the mind drops off. Focus on the sound of my voice and the things I say can influence you. And you can have a certain inner confidence and trust that you have experienced this before. And you can experience it and respond again now. It is something most doable. You can relax and enjoy, knowing that you have accomplished it a number of times and there is nothing you need to prove. There's nothing you need to do. It is known to be possible from your past. So you can allow your capabilities to unfold with confidence and trust. And you can trust the wisdom of your body's intelligence. Not even thinking about it, just letting go. Letting it flow through you. And you can imagine your best performance to come. Imagine it now. This moment. This performance. And you can imagine wiping your forehead and clearing the mind. Resetting your inner mind so that it becomes the baseline. This is a new learning. And you know that your subconscious is very good at acquiring your learning. And then using it all over the place. Even where it doesn't belong. That subconscious mind with that intensity of perfectionism made for success. Thinking intensely has served you well in many of life's endeavors. But it doesn't serve you well when performing in some areas of life. But now your subconscious needs to back off from putting that thinking into your performance. Because that's one place it doesn't belong. So you can thank your subconscious mind for trying to use the usual methods of your success in learning. But say thanks, but no thanks. And you know that. And you know what it means to let go of that intensity of perfectionism. To be more low-key and easygoing and relaxed and confident. But the intensity of being focused, of being the moment, that can remain. A relaxed, focused intensity of trust in your body. Of allowing your body to make things happen for you without a conscious thought. And should a negative thought enter your mind, you will recognize it for what it is and say stop. You might hear my voice, or you're even your own, saying stop. Wipe your hand across your forehead and reset the mind with a positive expectation. And any setbacks will be recognized as an opportunity to learn. and grow and then left in the past. When competing, you can have amnesia for what is past, amnesia for what is to come. You are anchored in the moment. You automatically know what to do. You just go with the flow, not wanting anything. Just expecting the best. Allowing your body's natural intelligence to take you where you need to go. To achieve what you can achieve. What you are already achieving. Knowing you have this edge. And you might be curious to find it's happening in life. You might suddenly realize you have the confidence of trust. This focus, concentration and calmness that athletes call the zone. And this relaxed way of performing will conserve your energy. And your endurance will grow stronger as your opponents grow tired. And you will draw on your inner strength and knowing. And they begin to weaken and tire as you grow stronger. You know this. You can feel this. Getting stronger as your competitors grow tired. Your competitors might try to pull you down and intimidate you, but you can recognize this for what it is. They fear your natural ability. And each time they try to pull you down, you will recognize it for what it is. They just feel threatened by you. And you can smile and feel more confident when it happens. Knowing. Just knowing that you know what they don't know. That you have access to your inner reserves of strength and courage. A mind and body that works for you. Because they don't know what you know. That you are a confident person. Feel that confidence. Every cell of the body filled with positive energy. You are a positive person, a successful person. All you need is within you now. And you can use it at any time. You will use this all the time. This calm confidence of knowing that you have discovered this secret of allowing without a conscious thought. This secret that gives you the edge, that allows you to be the best. This indestructible positive force of knowing that you have an edge over others in your sport, that your mind and body will work for you, and that you have a confident smile of just knowing that every day in every way it will get better and better. In a moment I will count from 1 to 5 and you can open your eyes feeling calm and relaxed. Each night before competing you can go to sleep when you desire, knowing there's nothing to prove, nothing to do. Just relax and sleep and allow the body's natural intelligence to re-energize, repair and refresh itself. So you can wake up with a positive expectation of the day ahead. One, feel the energy return to the arms and legs. Two, return the body to its natural waking state. Three, heartbeat, blood pressure and breathing returning to what is normal for you. Four, closer and closer to the surface now. And five, you can open your eyes when you are ready.